This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia on Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. In an appearance on Russian television, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and forms have passed all necessary tests. He said his own daughter had taken the vaccine and after two shots, had a normal temperature and a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva Tuesday that WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections has hit a milestone. This time it's 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she had fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Church bells rang and mosques called the faithful to prayer on Tuesday as Beirut marked 1 week since the catastrophic explosion that killed at least 160 people and devastated the heart of the city. A moment of silence at the time the blast occurred was among several events that were planned to observe the explosion, the week anniversary of the explosion. Last week's massive blast is believed to have been caused by the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at the port of Beirut for 6 years. Some 5,000 people are believed to have been injured and 250,000 people were left homeless by the explosion. Meanwhile, demonstrations continued for a third day despite the resignation of the entire government. On Monday, hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Lebanese parliament building, chanting and throwing stones. Security forces responded with tear gas. Behind-the-scenes efforts began Tuesday to form a new government. Many citizens are demanding an independent cabinet not supported by any of the political parties that have been accused of mismanaging the country's affairs. Many Lebanese are also calling for an independent investigation into the blast because they don't trust a probe by local authorities. At least three children were killed and 1,000 more injured in the massive explosion that rocked Beirut last week. That's according to UNICEF on Tuesday. At least 31 children required hospitalization. The United Nations Children's Fund noted in a statement on Tuesday that for survivors affected by the blast, access to water, education, health care, and their own homes could be limited. UNICEF reported surveying 558 out of 3,000 damaged buildings and found that only 202 were accessible and had a water supply. More than 70 people were killed and dozens injured in clashes involving soldiers and civilians in South Sudan over the weekend. That's according to local and UN officials. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Tuesday that the UN mission in South Sudan received casualty reports from Sudanese authorities. He said the violence was sparked by a disagreement over a disarmament exercise being conducted in the area. He said a market was looted and some shops burned to the ground while many people fled for their lives. Dujarric said a UN peacekeeping force was on its way to the area to assess the security situation. Last week, the South Sudan National Network on Small Arms criticized the government's handling of the disarmament campaign, saying it includes no plan to prevent clashes between armed youths and soldiers. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.